Hey guys, what's going on? Mario Marino here, and you're listening to Motivation Mondays. Hey guys, what's going on? Follow Mario here, and today I am so excited because I have a special announcement to make. Today, as in right now, I am officially launching my own organic social media online course. I have been wanting to do this since my Forever 21 days, and I've really taken my 10 plus years of social media experience into account here and wanted to create a class for all of those small businesses, entrepreneurs, influencers, and really help educate people on how to do social media. So if you have your own business, if you're interested in marketing, if you just really want to understand how to use social media as a tool, this course is for you. I'm actually teaching it on Teachable, teachable.com, and it's called Follow Mario's School of Social Media. I'll have a link on my Instagram bio in my link tree and then also on my TikTok as well. So that's the best two places that you can probably find it. But I am so excited to launch my own online social media course just for you guys. If you guys know anyone that could benefit from this class, please send it their way. I cannot get the word out enough. I'm so excited to kind of share this with you guys and help provide a packet of information and videos and quizzes for people to understand and appreciate social media the way that I do. So today's podcast is really in the honor of social media. I'm walking you through how social media changed kind of my career and what I learned through that process and really taking a trip down memory lane. But one last thing about the course, just so that you guys are aware, this is no joke. This isn't just a PDF of files. This is a full-blown course. It's 140 slides of very useful information, only for $80 for those that are interested in expanding their social media career, expanding their skill set. So I put everything into this presentation to really make sure that you guys get a lot of value out of it and get things that you can actually implement into your social media accounts. So that's what we're getting into today, social media, and really kind of walking you guys through the amazingness that is social media. Really starting from the very beginning, I started my career the day essentially Instagram launched. I put a PowerPoint presentation together for the CEO of Guess, Maurice Marciano and Paul Marciano, two of the co-founders. I put this presentation together explaining why I was interested in joining the social media team and what it could do for their advertising. Guess was known for their iconic advertising, and at that time Instagram had just launched. Facebook had existed, Twitter existed, but at that time you had posted the exact same thing. So for me, I saw the potential of it, and I saw all of these bloggers starting to go out and do something different. So I wanted to contribute to that. So that's really how I got my foot in the door with social media. Then fast forward to the opportunities that that presented to me. I then was managing a team and then figuring out what paid social media was. And at this time, you got to remember, there was no social media rule books. It was all trial and error. I had to work with agencies that I had never heard of before to understand social media because, you know, they were responsible for helping me understand paid advertising. So it was all new territory to me, but I actually really figured it out and ran with it. Then I transitioned over to working for Forever 21, which was very, very exciting for me. And that was really the rise of the influencers. That's where I learned how to have a global footprint and how to generate content and work with different content creators to get the content that you needed to support your organic growth. And in that time, we took Forever 21 from 4 million followers to 12 million followers in, I think, about a year and a half, somewhere between a year and a half to 2 years, which was insane. That's insane growth. It's still to this day, even if you paid for it, I don't know if you'd be able to achieve that sort of growth. So very proud of all of the work that I did there. And then in addition, which kind of overlapped with Forever 21, I also taught. I was a professor at a college, believe it or not, for about 3 years working at FITM. And FITM, for those of you who don't know, is the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. And there I really taught my first course and lecture on how to market for a business through social media. And I think it's very important that people understand the difference between personal social media and professional social media. So I taught a ton of courses. I had such a blast with my students. I was pretty much the same age as them, teaching them. And at first they were like, who is this guy and what is he about? But then by the end of the course, they walked away with so much knowledge. And still to this day, I get emails from them telling me, you know, how appreciative they are for what they learned and how they've started their own business, how they've landed at a big corporation. So that always makes me feel good. Then social media really kind of opened my eyes to a global perspective, and I transitioned over to L'Oreal Paris, where I was in charge of hair color and hair care, but for social media. And that's where I built out a lot of robust content in the product marketing side of things. So in fast fashion, you know, you work a lot with brand marketing and really positioning a lifestyle through social media. With beauty, I had to focus on product marketing and what are the features and benefits and video content and tutorials and things like that. That took me around the world. I was able to travel to Paris, to Aspen, to LA, to all different places around the world, and you know, got to bring influencers along for the ride. And it's really when I understood the power of social media through an industry and how much money could be made. After my time there and realizing that beauty really wasn't for me, I really much preferred the fashion industry. That's when I got into going back to my fashion roots and stayed in New York, but transitioned over to H&M, where I am today. Now, I have a much larger scope than I had previously. Now I oversee all of marketing, but my expertise and my bread and butter has always been in social media, and that's kind of how I entered back in. So it's been so great to kind of follow this transition journey from Guess to Forever 21 to Fitem to L'Oreal to H&M, and to still kind of bring social media along the ride with me. A lot of people didn't think that social media was a real job or that you could make a career out of it. And I'm here to tell you, you absolutely can. And it's one of the most profitable businesses that are around. There's so many agencies that are developed, brands are getting launched on social media. So it's really something to be taken seriously. And I think I'm so proud to be a part of this social media community and marketing community that we've created to really make sure that I'm continuously educating myself and educating others on the power that is social media. So that's a little bit about my trip down memory lane in regards to social media. I hope you guys kind of see very clear cut my expertise there. I just wanted to share that with you because I know I've shared my career story before, but I don't know if I've ever shared tactically kind of what I did in social media and where I was at in my career and what that all looked like. So wanted to share that with you guys to share a little bit more about the expertise that I have regarding social media and really just hype up this class. I am so excited it's officially launched. I've been like holding my breath, dying to tell you guys for the longest time. So if you guys are interested, definitely check it out. You can find it on Teachable, but I think the best way to really go about it is head over to my Instagram. I'm probably going to do an Instagram stories about it at some point today. And also take a look at my TikTok, and you can be directed to it from there. The link in bio will direct you exactly to it. So stay tuned, and if you guys know anybody that would benefit from this class, please definitely forward it on, share it with them. But it's a great starter kit, a very great 101 for those who are uncomfortable with social media, that want to figure out how to do it better for their brand. If they're an influencer, if they're a small business, what that all looks like. I made it super easy and digestible for you. And then also there's tons of fun quizzes and fun tips and tricks that I have to offer. So it's 140 pages, quite the long course, but I promise you it's engaging, it's beneficial, and it'll really help open your eyes to the world of social media. So hopefully you guys are as excited as I am. Please drop a comment in my DMs and let me know what you think about it if you guys do sign up for the course. If not, no worries. I just appreciate any support that you can give. So as always, you can tell I'm super pumped. Happy Motivation Mondays. And eek, it's officially launched, my own organic social media online course, available today. Thank you guys so much for all of your support, and I look forward to keeping you up to date with everything that I'm working on next week and continuing the Motivation Mondays. Chat soon.